This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, says it is continuing to review a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation, where hundreds of officials describe a new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Erbasadi, VOA News.
The amount of humanitarian aid going into Gaza will be ramped up in coming days, according to Israel's military, citing new corridors that use an Israeli seaport and border crossings into the Palestinian enclave.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel must do more to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into the besieged Gaza Strip. He said he would use his current Middle East trip, his seventh to the region since the Israel-Hamas war started in October, to press that case with Israeli leaders. He spoke to a Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers meeting in Riyadh on Monday. He said the best way to ease the humanitarian catastrophe will be concluded in an elusive ceasefire agreement. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky now on Sunday issuing a fresh plea to the international community to hurry up and deliver more air defenses. He started formal talks as well for his country to enter the European Union and invite Ukraine to join NATO. Ukrainian forces face a worsening position in the east and await delivery of U.S. weapons following the April 23rd approval by Congress of a $61 billion aid package after months of delay. Zelensky has repeatedly pleaded for further air defense systems, particularly the Patriot system. Meanwhile, Ukraine's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the country's embattled east. Colonel General Alexander Syrisky warned of worsening battlefield situations and as Ukrainian forces wait for much-needed arms from U.S. packages to reach combat zones. He reported Sunday that Russian forces continue to attack along the entire front line of more than 1,000 kilometers or 620 miles. Germany's coup suspects are going on trial. VOA's Joe Ramsey with that report.
Nine men go on trial in Germany on Monday, charged with high treason, attempted murder, and plotting a violent coup aimed at installing an aristocrat as national leader and imposing martial law. The hearing in a maximum security courtroom marks the start of three marathon trials of 27 people in total accused of conspiring in a plot foiled by authorities at the end of 2022. Together, they amount to one of the largest legal proceedings in German history. Monday's trial focuses on nine suspects, members of a group who allegedly aimed to impose harsh military law on Germany after carrying out a coup. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. intelligence officials have now determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin likely did not order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in February. An official says the U.S. intelligence community has found no smoking gun, that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. The official does say it's believed Putin was ultimately responsible for the death of Navalny, who endured brutal conditions during his confinement. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. Navalny was Russia's best-known opposition politician and died while serving a 19-year sentence on extremism charges that he called politically motivated. A month later, Russian President Vladimir Putin was winning the re-election. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.